2 Corinthians, chapter 8. Moreover, brothers, we make known to you the grace of God which has been given in the churches of Macedonia. How that in much proof of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality. For according to their power, I bear witness, yes and beyond their power, they gave of their own accord. Imploring us with much entreaty in regard of this grace and the fellowship in the service to the saints. And this, not as we had hoped, but first they gave their own selves to the Lord, and to us through the will of God. Insomuch that we exhorted Titus, that as he had made a beginning before, so he would also complete in you this grace also. But as you abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all earnestness, and in our love to you, see that you abound in this grace also. I don't speak by way of commandment, but as proving through the earnestness of others the sincerity also of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And in this I give my judgment, for this is expedient for you, who were the first to make a beginning a year ago, not only to do, but also to will. But now complete the doing also, that as there was the readiness to will, so there may be the completion also out of your ability. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to as a man has, not according to as he has not. For not that others may be eased and you distressed, but by equality. Your abundance at this present time for their want, that their abundance also may become for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, who put the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he accepted indeed our exhortation, but being himself very earnest, he went forth to you of his own accord. And we have sent together with him the brother whose praise in the good news is spread through all the churches. And not only so, but who was also appointed by the churches as our travel companion in the matter of this grace, which is being provided by us to the glory of the same Lord, and to show our readiness. Avoiding this, that any man should blame us in the matter of this bounty which is being provided by us. For we take thought for things honorable, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have many times proved earnest in many things, but now much more earnest, by reason of the great confidence which he has in you. Whether any inquire about Titus, he is my partner and my co-worker toward you, or our brothers, they are the messengers of the churches, they are the glory of Christ. Therefore show to them in the face of the churches the proof of your love, and of our glorying on your behalf.